On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work. Now from the Handy Toyota broadcast booth, this is the Catamount Insider.
Catamount Country, it's time to dance!
Markin for three, got it!
From Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowan's top right corner with half a second to go and the Cats win!
What's happening, everybody? We welcome you into episode 19, Catamount Insider in the 2024-25 year. I'm your host, Brian McLaughlin. Great to have you with us live on this Saturday morning. If you're with us on the Varsity Network app, happy Saturday morning to you all. A big Saturday ahead of some Catamount sports. Or if you're catching up with us on your favorite podcast network or on the Varsity Network app as well, you can go back and check out previous episodes there. We appreciate you for joining the show this week. We've got a fun episode for you. We've got two great guests. First up will be Sarah Dalton Graddick. We've had Sarah Dalton Graddick, the head coach of the UVM women's lacrosse team, on before, and we get Coach Dalton Graddick early on this year to talk about a bit of a overall season preview for the women's lacrosse team. It's a year where I'm not sure exactly if anyone knows exactly what to expect for the UVM women's lacrosse program. They lost a big group of seniors from a season ago where they went 8-8 overall, just one win in America East action, and a lot of roster turnover there. It's a really young team, but they opened their season with a big double overtime victory down at Jacksonville, so some real early season optimism around the youth of this group. They're led by a star-studded sophomore class, Lydia Doraz. Scored three goals, picked up an assist in the season opener. Sabine Godwin is a star defender. Anna Rosenberger, the starting goalie, is also a player who had a great freshman campaign, hoping to build off that. So there's a lot of reason for some optimism around the UVM women's lacrosse team. And I think it's interesting hearing Coach Dalton Graddick's perspective just on, they won the America East title a few years ago, and since then they haven't gotten quite back to that same level, but feels like the program is once again back, kind of taking positive steps forward. So I was intrigued by some of her answers, and I think you'll get a real level of enjoyment out of my interview with Sarah Dalton Graddick this week. She's up first. Then I'm joined by goalkeeper on the UVM women's ice hockey team. Goaltender, I should say. The goalie is Jane Gervais, and Jane is a transfer from Wisconsin, where she won two national titles. I asked Jane about that, what it's like to win a national championship, and then what it's like coming to Vermont as she's in her graduate student season and trying to take advantage of that as the full-time starter. Wanted to sit down with Jane after the UVM women's ice hockey team collected an upset victory over 15th-ranked Boston College last weekend. They split that series with BC, so wanted to talk to Jane about what went into that performance and honestly, why they have just not been able to do that more consistently. The UVM women's ice hockey team have picked up some really big wins this year, but they haven't been able to quite play at that level on a consistent basis. So I picked Jane's brain on that and more. Coming off what was just a really big weekend all around Burlington, both UVM men's and women's basketball teams collected big wins. UVM men went on the road and got another big victory. That was a solid performance from UVM women's ice hockey. Of course, I just mentioned the UVM women's lacrosse picked up a season opening win. Victories all over the place around Burlington last weekend. And earlier in the midweek, both men's and women's basketball teams once again collected victories. We're going to have to do some hoops talk, I'm guessing, next week on Catamount Insider. But in the meantime, it's Sarah Dalton Graddick and Jane Gervais. I hope you enjoy our episode number 19 of the year. This is Catamount Insider. Sarah Dalton Graddick joins the show when we return, presented by Milton Cat.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You want a Toyota? Tundra, we got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Handy Toyota, ID9, exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time, shop online at handycars.com.
You want to take your grilling to the next level? It's all about what you've got sitting on the grates.
McKenzie Hardwood Smoked Sausage, Beer Brats, and Natural Casing Franks.
You'll thank me later.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Wherever things are getting done and made better, you'll find Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast, and a proud sports partner, the team behind your team and your school. Milton Cat is also the team ready for any challenge. Our customers rely on us for equipment, expertise, parts, and service. We're also the team ready for you with new challenges and exciting career opportunities. Milton Cat, always ready.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Thrilled to be joined by head coach of the UVM women's lacrosse team, Sarah Dalton-Graddix, here with us, coming off a season-opening win at Jacksonville. Coach, thanks so much for joining the show. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, as always.
Of course. Great to have you back, and excited to talk about an exciting season ahead, I think. But just to start with a win, I'm sure that had to feel great. It's an exciting one in double overtime. To come back to Burlington 1-0, that had to be pretty sweet to get a win down in Florida.
Yeah, huge. I think we just think about, like, from the team standpoint, you know, we lost a lot last year to graduation. So as I said to the team after the win, you know, I didn't have a lot of expectations in terms of, you know, maybe like the outcome, more so just in how we played, how we responded, how we stayed connected. But just getting through that game, we were down majority of the game, battling back, and then obviously winning in overtime, just it's huge momentum for us to build on those experiences and for this team to have that to reflect on. And then, you know, just the unknown of our preparation. You know, it's been a cold one up here in Vermont, a lot of snow, a lot of our game we haven't been able to even just practice because of just what it's been like outside. And so there are just some uncertainties there. And so, again, just us like kind of battling that adversity, I think is just huge.
It is such a young team with so many pieces who haven't really played much lacrosse together. All that being said, like you talked about, beyond just getting a win, I'm sure was what you're paying attention to. But how important is it for the group to actually get the win? And what does that do to bring a group together to kind of have some early success?
Yeah, I just think it shows them like the work they've put in, the connections that they're making, the buy-in, you know, the preparation, everything. It's working, you know. And again, we just, like you mentioned, we have a young team. It's something that we're probably going to say a lot this year, and so we're definitely going to have our ups and downs. But I think again, it's just so important for these guys to have that reassurance, and that, again, just those experiences to build on and to look back on. It's definitely going to be a season of that, you know, looking back on past experiences, sure, and being like, we can do this, but as well as like just that almost like blind trust as well, and that belief. And sometimes, again, you can have that a lot with a young team that just doesn't know anything else and they're a little bit naive. So I think that's what's exciting about them, is they just never looked rattled at any point.
Awesome.
When you think about us being down a lot of that game, one or two goals, and just staying right there with Jacksonville. And then obviously in that beginning of the fourth quarter, you know, having some key defensive stops that we were able then to turn into goals on offense and get our first lead, and then kind of go back and forth a little bit with them before, you know, obviously sealing it in overtime.
Yeah. You mentioned a lot of kind of the veterans you lost. Who stepped up as leaders recently, and who have you really relied on as people that have been with your program for a while to kind of take this thing forward?
I mean, Megan O'Connor, just hands down. You know, she's someone who had a season-ending injury in April of her junior year. Just with her return to play last year, decided to redshirt the season. And so she hasn't stepped on the field in, you know, a year and a half, and then had even a setback this fall with, you know, having to do some other things that just kept her out of even just fall ball. And so for her to just battle through all of that and have the perspective and just, you know, stepping on the field and knowing what it takes to win. And she just does everything for this program. It's hard to say like she's the best leader we've ever had, but she is certainly up there. And I think, again, she's just a huge reason for us, for our success, and for people to follow her. And then, you know, we have some other just even just like seniors and juniors, Kendall Travis, Lindsay LaFave, Annie O'Hara, you know, just some upperclassmen who have had that game experience last year. That is big. But I think one of the best things about this year that I'm excited about is looking at the balance that we had across the board on offense, on defense. And we're not just kind of that, you know, naturally just looking at one person, and it's kind of like give the ball to them and you do it, which I think we got into a couple times, you know, in the past, and it's hard not to when you had a player like Ava Vassell with us. But just seeing us, you know, play just kind of everybody being a threat and having that confidence and building on that confidence is exciting.
I'm going to ask you about Ava in a minute, because how can you not? But first, just to wrap up kind of how the Jacksonville game went, walk me through the game-winning goal. Caitlin Haggerty, a freshman, has a really big game, ends up scoring three goals, earns the free position chance. What's kind of going through your mind as that all unfolds, and walk me through what you saw on her game-winning shot?
Yeah, so that was kind of a look that we just thought of. I mean, not thought of. We had, you know, practiced something similar to that. Not necessarily for her, but we kind of wanted to maybe get at that with 8 seconds left in the first overtime. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to go back to a draw ideally, because Jacksonville is dominant there. Yeah. So I wanted to try to avoid that, and knowing that you can score in 8 seconds, especially when the ball's in your offensive end. And we didn't get a, you know, a quality look on Cage, and that's okay. And, you know, Caitlin Haggerty is just someone that throughout that game, and obviously that we have seen in her short time here, just her ability to handle the ball in pressure, get to Cage and finish, and just how they were playing some other people. We just wanted to kind of, I wanted to look somewhere different. And she had scored, you know, two goals earlier and had an assist. So we knew that she had, you know, she knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
And so a little bit of our play was just kind of that, like, read and react to what, you know, Jacksonville was doing to us and what openings we were going to get. And we wanted to, you know, kind of have a look at her if we could, and we did. You know, obviously she didn't catch the ball and have it look, but you know, she did enough for them to foul her and put her on the center hash. And you know, she told us after the game that she knew she was going to score. And so she just kind of how she carries herself. She's not someone who really gets rattled. And I think that is really impressive, especially from a first year.
What's kind of been your biggest takeaway of, okay, this is what we need to really be working on then going forward coming off that game?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of that game that we need to fix and to clean up, and maybe some things that we kind of, you know, got lucky with and got away with, or some areas where Jacksonville was able to capitalize on us on, you know, our defensive end in terms of just like closing doubles, 1v1 defense, sending the help, on offense, just continuing to share the ball. Our movement off ball is really important. And then our ability to finish. You know, we took 29 shots, which is what I would like us to be taking, but I definitely want to convert on more of those opportunities. And so we spent, you know, yesterday with film and just going over kind of the areas of growth that we need to take care of. And just knowing that we get to really focus on ourselves, especially going into this coming weekend against LeMoyne, who hasn't played a game yet. It's kind of nice that we don't know too much about them.
Okay.
So we get to really have that perspective on us. And I want to see our draws clean up as well. You know, I have full faith in our draw team that we put out there. I have a ton of respect for what Jacksonville did. And we knew that was going to be a big mountain to climb going into it. But I thought like even our ride did well, especially when we're getting outdrawn. You know, they probably doubled or, you know, 2.5 times us up on that stat, but we still had more offensive possessions from them. And that's just a testament to us getting defensive stops in the ride. We forced them into a lot of turnovers that gave us just more opportunities.
Taking a quick time out in our sit down with Coach Sarah Dalton Graddick. She returns on Catamount Insider after this break.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Mackenzie Franks off the grill. Big score. Their beer bratwurst, a total touchdown. Hardwood smoked sausage. It's a family favorite. Grilling wood-smoked, handcrafted foods with signature spice blends. Eating foods you feel good about and you trust. Premium meats and cheeses since 1907. Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
As a proud sports partner, we're the team behind your team and your school. We're Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast. Wherever things are getting done, you'll find our customers building, powering, and maintaining our communities. You'll also find Milton Cat, the team ready with the best technology, expertise, parts, and service. So if you're ready for new challenges and exciting career opportunities, join our team, Milton Cat, always ready.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, and we're right back to our interview with Sarah Dalton Graddick. To rewind then a bit, going back to the start of the offseason, replacing a big senior class in general, but Ava Vassell's obviously the name that stands out, the career leader in goals and points with your program. How did you and the rest of the coaching staff kind of approach, this is a lot of production, we need to replace obviously Ava, who did so much for the team, but so many others as well, and what was kind of the approach to the offseason like this year?
Yeah, I think it was great because we were able just to get back to, you know, really just get on the basics and just kind of look at the whole team and then as well as different parts of our game through just like a different lens and see who was going to step up. And, you know, we weren't going out there and being like, well, this person's going to play here, this person's going to play here, because we had no idea. You know, we were returning not that many people on offense as well as defense, as well as getting some bodies back with Megan and Maddie Erskine. So it was just kind of was getting back to like, which we do every fall, of like the fundamentals and, you know, these are the different types of maybe looks on offense we want to kind of create, or defense is what we're looking to do. And so we were just kind of get back that. And again, we weren't just didn't have to, and at the end of the day, rely on on anything and really just see who was going to step up. And I think we saw that in the fall. I mean, you know, we also lost another starting attacker, you know, for the season with Jane Trauger, you know, with a season ending injury before we even got going. And so that was another huge kind of, you know, gut punch for us as well, and a huge unknown. But just, again, could people continue to step up, and that kind of like next woman in mentality, and people, you know, enjoying those opportunities has been really big. But we don't, you know, we know what we lost there. But again, I think it just, everybody now is kind of like playing a part. So it's exciting.
I wanted to ask you about Lydia Dorez, who scores three goals, picks up an assist, is out there in the draw control team for a lot of the game. Felt like she was on the field a lot. Is that a player that from her freshman to sophomore year, you feel has taken a pretty solid step?
Yeah. You know, she was a middie for us last year. And so, you know, in that role position, you kind of can get lost in the mix because you're playing both ends. You're on and off the field a lot. You're doing a lot of the back and forth. And so we decided to move her to offense for the season again, just with looking at the losses that we had and where we kind of need some production with the type of player that she is. But she also put a lot of work into her game over the summer from an offensive standpoint when it came to dodging and finishing, that, you know, she really wasn't maybe as polished as she was last year, and even and also confidence wise of just like getting on the field. And so she definitely, you know, lots of room to grow for her, and I think that's what's exciting about a sophomore at this part of the season and their career. So I'm excited to see where she goes, but yeah, that was the plan. I mean, what she put up in terms of production and where she is, you know, I expect her to be on the field for us every minute and in those roles of offense and the draw. And it's just working, you know, with her as she understands how teams are going to play her with the type of player that she is. But I thought she did a really nice job. Getting an assist is huge, I think, with what she's going to draw from her opponent. And again, just us being able to kind of play off of her, looking at kind of those end of game scenarios, overtime scenarios, when they were looking to face guard her more and send really early doubles. And we knew we just didn't need to kind of put that ball on her stick and make her do anything crazy.
I'm curious, just with all of these kind of new pieces to the offense, how close is it to a finished product? Like, how close are you to the offense playing at the level and the way you really want it to be looking?
I think we've got a long ways to go. Yeah, it's really early in the season. I think for game one, again, where we are and what we've had to kind of battle through with preseason, you know, I'm definitely happy, but I think I'm excited for them to continue just to have that chemistry, that, you know, IQ. I think there's some people who didn't produce that can produce for us and that will produce for us, you know, as every game is different and kind of maybe who has the hot hand and sure. how people step up. So I think, yeah, it's just it's a glimpse into where we can go. And I think that's what's exciting, too, and how we're going to run our offense is, again, not kind of relying on one or two people. I want seven scoring threats. I want our offense – or, sorry, middies producing for our offense, which was great when we get, you know, two goals from Megan, two goals from Lindsay Lefebvre. That's huge to take that load off of our just low attackers. So – it'll be exciting to see kind of the end of the season, you know, how much they get better.
On the defensive side of the ball, two big sophomores returning, Sabine Godwin and Anna Rosenberger in net. How much are you relying on those two? Obviously, Anna, a returning starter, but just in her second year of college. And I know plenty of expectations on Sabine as well, who is a big part of the team as just a true freshman.
Yeah, you know, starting with Anna, I think we have a really good kind of goalie battle. We added a transfer with Carly Vernon, who just is a completely different look than her. So having three different goalies that all, like, their style is different has made us, you know, some really good goalie competition in there. And I think Anna, you know, just has really emerged, especially getting back this second semester. And so I'm very happy with how she played in that game, and she had a huge
save
with 2.5 minutes and just, you know, just some good composure back there. So I expect, you know, now more of just like her communication kind of growing as a leader, and her presence in there is really, really important, as well as getting, you know, some of those big time momentum saves that I think that she gave us at, you know, at different points of that game. And then Sabine, I mean, just looking for like strong consistency, I think you can get as a sophomore when you don't have all these, you know, unknowns because you've played a full season. But I think that, you know, she's going to do really well for us on the draw. I think she's a big part of our clear. And then obviously just like the settled part of our defense. I'm excited for her there. And I think that we've had, again, just other people step up around her as, again, just like our offensive unit is, like just that chemistry is huge for our defense as they keep playing together.
It's a lot of change for your team. You get both of your assistant coaches back this year, though there's no coaching turnover. It feels like for the first time in a little bit, both Grace Giancola, Caroline Mangan back with you on staff. What's that done for the team? As you've just had two coaches with familiarity back for their second year, Grace's case in her third year.
Yeah, it's really important to have that continuity. I mean, just from coaching staff standpoint, we're able to kind of hit the ground running, and it's not like everything we're doing this year is exactly what we did last year. You know, we definitely have some changes there, but that familiarity for the team is big. And I think you just look at any program and the success they have, and there's, you know, one of the main reasons there is I think the continuity that you have in a coaching staff. You know, you look at us when we won our conference championship, we had that staff together for 4 years, you know, and then unfortunately the 2 years after that, we lost an assistant each year, which is expected as well in this profession and where those two went on to with the programs that they are now coaching for. And so it's just, it's massive. You know, they're more confident, they're more comfortable. I can, you know, lean on them maybe a little bit more and just kind of maybe don't have to, we have some like unsaid things we don't have to even talk about because we've just have that familiarity. So it's good.
Well, Coach, good luck this weekend on the road at Lemoyne. You're back in the cold weather this weekend. But thanks so much for joining Catamount Insider, and good luck this season.
Thank you so much.
And thanks again to Coach Dalton Graddick for joining Catamount Insider this week. Fun to talk about a season-opening win always, and an exciting one at that. Again, the final was 11-10 in double OT at Jacksonville for the UVM women's lacrosse team. Great start to their season as Caitlin Haggerty, the freshman, picks up the game-winning goal. Anna Rosenberger making 8 saves in net, and she nets the win as the Catamounts get a season-opening victory. And it's going to be a really interesting team to follow over this season because you heard it. It's kind of a reset in many ways for Coach Dalton Graddick, and there aren't that many expectations on this team, which I think could be a good thing in the sense that there is plenty of talent on the roster, lots of youth, lots of players who have also performed throughout their careers. Some are coming back from injuries like Maddie Erskine or Megan O'Connor, but I think there's a real chance for some optimism and a real chance for some upside around the women's lacrosse team. Going to be curious to follow along throughout their season. And thanks again to Coach Dalton Graddick for sitting down and sharing some of the insight into what exactly went on in the offseason, how do you replace your program's all-time leading scorer, and what exactly the goals kind of are for this year's team. So thanks again to Coach Dalton Graddick for joining the show this week. Don't go anywhere. When we return, we're joined by Jane Gervais of the women's ice hockey team to talk about a big win over the weekend against number 15 in the country, Boston College. You're listening to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Katz.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
McKenzie Grilling Kielbasa for the family dinner.
This time, I'm skrilling it.
Hardwood smoked kielbasa on the grill. Finished up in the skillet with roasted potatoes.
Skrilled it.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Wherever things are getting done and made better, you'll find Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast, and a proud sports partner, the team behind your team and your school. Milton Cat is also the team ready for any challenge. Our customers rely on us for equipment, expertise, parts, and service. We're also the team ready for you with new challenges and exciting career opportunities. Milton Cat, always ready.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Raven Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at HandyCars.com.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero-alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. I'm here with goaltender on the UVM women's ice hockey team, Jane Gervais, here with us. Jane, thanks so much for joining the show. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Your team coming off a big win against number 15 in the country, Boston College. You make 29 saves as you end up with a series split last weekend against BC. So I guess we'll just start there. Really fun win for the team. How's this last week been as you're preparing for Holy Cross? And I'm sure it's been fun to be riding the highs off a really exciting win.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, coming off that win, I think we needed that as a team, whether it's the points or just, you know, just knowing that we can do this. So trying to ride that high for sure. Heading to practice, though, trying, you know, never too high, never too low. So I enjoyed it on Saturday for sure, but coming back Monday, just trying to focus up and get ready for Holy Cross.
100%. I want to ask you about I'm sure the time you did take to enjoy the win. After final horn sounds, game over, you all are back in the locker room. What was that like? It was a hard fought win. It was a really fun one to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. You just got to enjoy those moments, yeah. You know, getting back in the locker room, obviously everyone's super happy and like smiling. So sitting back in my stall and just taking a deep breath and looking around just enjoying that one. That one felt really good. Obviously, we knew the score on Thursday night was a tough one, so we wanted to get back at them and getting that win at home. There's been a lot of adversity this year.
Right.
So, yeah, just taking a deep breath, looking around, trying to just really enjoy that moment.
100%. What was the biggest difference between Thursday and Saturday? Because I think it's safe to say Thursday, not your best performance, and then Saturday is a great one. What do you think you guys were able to adjust and change to help you guys come away with the win?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, obviously debriefing Thursday a little bit, like what happened. Obviously, we don't want to show up like that, especially coming out in playoffs. Mm-hmm. But I think we played with a chip on our shoulder on Saturday,
yeah.
Something that we might need to do more of in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, you know, looking at Thursday, it's like this, we don't want this to happen again. So proving that we can beat them, that wasn't who we are, and
yeah.
really get back from that.
What's this week of practice been like then? Is it trying to build off of Saturday and keep some of those kind of the feelings that helped you guys get to that win? Is that what this week's been about, trying to keep that going?
Yeah, in a way, for sure. You know, trying to build off what we did and what we know we can do. But obviously, I think Holy Cross plays a different style of hockey maybe a little bit. So making sure we're ready for them in practice and stuff.
Want to talk to you about, obviously, your entire college hockey career. You started at Wisconsin, now your first year here at UVM. But just tell me about your style of play. What would you say your biggest strengths are that you bring when you're out there?
Yeah, I think I'm a pretty poised goalie. I'm not, you know, necessarily the tallest or the fastest, but pretty calm presence in the net, trying to just help my team win, do everything I can to make those saves and just bring that calming presence in front of the net. Not over moving, getting in the right spot, making myself big.
What are the things you individually are really focused on when you're practicing at the moment?
During practice?
Yeah, during practice. Or what are you just working on in your own game?
Yeah, I think at this level especially, it's making that first save.
Mm.
You know, obviously you want to be in the best position possible for the save and really see the play, see what's in front of you, adapt or kind of see the threats in front of you. But at the end of the day, if you can make that first save, that's really the first thing you can do. So I'm trying to make myself big and controlling those rebounds, the small things.
100%. I want to ask you about this year as a whole. Obviously, it's your first year here at UVM. And like you said, there have been some ups and downs. There's been some adversity for you guys as a team this season. How would you look back on it at this point in the year? Still games ahead on the horizon, and then I know playoffs as well in that picture. But at this point in the season, as you look back, how would you kind of assess the year as a whole with your first year being here?
I think looking at the year, I think you've mentioned it, we've faced some adversity, but always obviously trying to look at the positive. I think we've played some strong games. A lot of them were very close as well, you know, so not a lot of blowouts. I think most games we were in, so kind of reminding ourselves of that. But also looking at this league too, I think there's been a lot of upsets, and we have beat a lot of stronger teams throughout the season. So focusing on these things, knowing that we can do it, is certainly a way to, you know, look at that adversity, see what's in front of us. But obviously, having faith that we can do these things.
I wanted to ask you about that because there are such good wins that you guys have collected this year. How do you kind of balance that when you haven't maybe put up as many wins in total as you guys would have wanted, but that high quality's in there. It's obvious that you guys have that capability of bringing it against the top teams and beating them. How have you guys kind of had to handle that with the good performances are absolutely in there, just maybe not quite as often as you all would want?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got to balance those out, obviously. Losing by a goal or when those games are tighter, it's staying focused in those games. Obviously, we know we can do it. So heading to playoffs, that's really important to know that, right? And and make sure we all believe and remember ourselves of those times. So keep grinding, honestly. You know, sometimes score didn't go our way, no matter the reasons, but showing up the next day and just trying to get back at it and focus.
100%. I wanted to just now kind of rewind with you back to your career at Wisconsin and kind of what brought you to UVM, what the process of transferring was like. You're a national champion. It's something that I should, I guess, start with. I'll go with that first. What was that like to be on a couple of teams and obviously a couple of teams that came just short as well with the Badgers, but to be on a team that is crowned national champion, those experiences have to still just stand out as far as your overall career, don't they?
For sure. It's special, and I think not necessarily a lot of people get to experience that in their careers. You wish they did because it's something so special, and I look back on those experiences, and you know, it's hard to describe, to be honest. You know, 4 years there, two championships, and the time, every season was different, right? First year in the middle of COVID, and so much, like in every season though, there's always been some adversity, and it's overcoming that and the reward at the end when things turn out the way they did is pretty special.
What were the things that maybe besides the national championships that you look back on your time from Wisconsin that you'll really cherish there?
The people. Wisconsin's a special place, and I think anyone who has been there, or you know, being a fan or an athlete there, or even just students there, really, it's a special place. And the people you meet along the way, you know, it's always going to be a special place in my heart.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, and I guess then just to kind of bring it then to where we are now. What went into the decision to explore other opportunities for this fifth season and kind of what went into the decision-making process and just take me inside kind of how you ended up here at Vermont?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all know the transfer process is, it's a new landscape that everyone's navigating. So you don't really know what to expect when these things happen. I think no one really knows what the process is like until you're in it. reminds myself a little bit of the college recruitment when you're still in high school.
Sure.
It's pretty similar, although you do have the experience of one college. So you have the experience of knowing what you want, what you're looking for, you know, what goes into these decisions. I think it came from conversations, obviously with having a fifth year with COVID and redshirting. It's like looking at what the options are for the future. And hopefully hockey is still in the plans for me after college. So having conversations with my coaches and family and see what would be best for me to try to achieve these things.
So what were the things that you were really, when you decided to enter the portal, what were the things that you were really hoping to identify about your next landing spot?
I think at first you don't really know what to expect, right, to be honest.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Right. You don't know what the options are going to be. So you're just trying to listen to everything that's out there, people reaching out to you, having those conversations. And obviously there are things I was looking for, whether it's for my career, for academics and all these things. At the end of the day, I've said that to a lot of recruits as well, but yeah. It kind of comes down to your gut feeling. Mm. So there's a lot of decisions that come into it that come into play, trying to figure out what's the best spot for my career, to pursue my academics. And but yeah, I think having conversation with the coaching staff and from different schools and trying to figure out what the best fit would be with those goals in mind.
So tell me about the initial kind of communication with the UVM coaching staff and Coach Plumer and the other assistants. What was that like as you kind of got to know them throughout the process? And when did you really start to envision yourself becoming a Catamount?
Yeah, gosh, to be honest, when
I'm asking you to throw back with me for a moment there.
Absolutely. No, it was all very quick, right? We lost in the finals of the national championship, I think on a Saturday or a Sunday, and it was 2 or 3 days later in the portal. So it was a lot of emotions all at once. So trying to take a step back, the first day my name entered, you know, you get reach out from different schools, try to reply to all of them that same day and be like, I'll need 24 hours to debrief all of this at least. I don't like to wait and I don't like the unknown. So I don't think I waited 24 hours and I scheduled calls. So I got to speak with most of them during the same day, kind of back to back, taking notes. And then being home, we had to run spring break from Wisconsin that week. So, and obviously Vermont being closer to home mm-hmm. than I was before, I was talking to my family. It's like, we'll drive down. Awesome. Whether I come here or not, at the end of the day, it's not a bad thing to just have kind of a different visit and envision what somewhere other than Wisconsin could look like for me. So, yeah, phone calls with the staff and coming down here, having a conversation with them, that kind of what it looked like.
Tell me then about kind of your first impressions when you started practicing and working out with now your teammates and kind of what your initial kind of, I'm sure it was weird because you've played so much college hockey, right? But jumping in then with new teammates, was that kind of, maybe not awkward isn't the right word, but what was that like for you when you first joined the team?
Yeah, I mean, of course, like, not with saying a fear, but something you think about being a transfer is how is that going to look like, right? Because I do have this baggage from somewhere else, and I do have the
couple of national championship rings as well, but
different experience in coming in as a high school, right? So how is that going to be? How is it going to be fitting in with the team? And something that I noticed right away that was special here is the culture that the team created and the teammates. So everyone is so welcoming here and. Just walking in the locker room the first couple of days, it feels like you've known everyone a lot, like for a long time. Everyone is very close knit, and that's been the case throughout the season. So, noticing that right away, I remember telling the coaches and telling my family, it's like I can't even tell what class everyone is in. So I don't know if this person's a sophomore or a senior because everyone is so kind of mixed up with each other and hanging out. So that was really fun, you know, the welcoming and stuff. And once you get on the ice, I mean, obviously there's some differences from program to program, but at the end of the day, it's hockey. So my job's to stop the
Your
puck.
Your job's to make the saves, yep.
Trying to keep it simple at times when things get overwhelming.
This team, when it's playing at its best, what does that look like? If you guys are starting to really play your best hockey, tell me how that in your mind looks and kind of what that's going to feel like out on the ice.
Yeah, thinking back to those, you know, those big games, big wins we might have had this year. I think we're a very sound team defensively when we're playing at our best. I think defensively we're a strong team. We're not giving too many great scoring opportunities. Being pretty structured as well, following the game plan. Offensively, I know everyone has said it. We've had some troubles this year, maybe more than was expected, but. I think we can see it from Saturday, right? We can be opportunistic. And when those opportunities come up, we got to take them. And we have in numerous instances. So building on that, I think that's what we look like at our best.
Is it hard for you as a goalie, knowing that sometimes the goals are hard to come by for your team and knowing that when you guys have won, it's often been low-scoring games? Is that ever a challenge for you, or is that not something you really think about?
No, I mean, you can't think about it, right? My job is to stop the puck. It's to give the team a chance to win. And, you know, the second you'll start thinking that if you let in one or two, no matter how many, is when things are going to get to your head. So you gotta believe, right? We're down 2-1 during the game, and then we end up with a win 3-2. These things, you got to believe these things happen, and they do happen. So just trying to focus on what you can do, what's in my control is the way to go.
I'll ask you this. I love asking goalies, whether it's soccer, field hockey, ice hockey. You have a teammate that's taking a penalty shot against you. Who's the toughest one to stop? Who gives you just real trouble when they're going down on you, going at you one-on-one?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. I don't know.
Name a couple if you want.
Yeah, it might have to be a couple. I'm trying to think of showdown and the couple ones we've had this year. Ashley Kokovec, you never really know what she's gonna pull to be like.
Yeah.
You know, like I think we have a lot of strong players when it comes to breakaways and stuff. Some have tendencies, so when you go to showdown, you kind of the tendencies at this point in the season. But I say Kokovec. Sometimes you don't really know what she's gonna pull. So
nice. All right. Just to wrap up with a few more fun ones: Burlington versus Madison. How different? What are the towns like? I've never been to Madison personally, but I've heard great things. And it's not like you went from a warm spot to a cold place. You're familiar with the cold, of course. But just what's it been like adapting to a different town?
I'll be honest, I haven't spent as much time in Burlington, exploring as I have in Madison, just because of the time of...
You're busy.
You know, the busyness, so I think in the spring I'll get to experience a lot more of it. If you go landscape, both towns have a lake, which is pretty cool in the summer.
Yeah.
Things like that. Say Madison is for sure the typical college town. Vermont is, I think, maybe more laid-back culture. Incredible people as well. Yeah.
How often has your family been able to come? You mentioned coming back closer to home. How far is Burlington from where you're from in Quebec?
Yeah, only about 3 hours, so certainly a lot closer than I used to be. That's been really fun this year, having my parents and family, friends come down. They've been to most home games, couple away games as well. So especially in that last year of college hockey, having them be around a little more has been great.
Well, Jane, thank you so much for joining us this week on Catamount Insider. Great to get to know you a little bit and hear about the season, and looking forward to watching this weekend against Holy Cross. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you very much.
And again, thank you to Jane Gervais for joining Catamount Insider this week. She was great to just talk about her experiences in Burlington. I was curious about what it's been like for her coming to this team and this program, and she's really been the regular starter between the pipes for Coach Jim Plumer throughout most of the season. A big win there last weekend for the UVM women's ice hockey team on what overall turned into just an outstanding weekend for Catamount Athletics. Both men's and women's basketball picked up big wins against UAlbany, and of course that women's ice hockey team with the win against Boston College. Men's ice hockey also collecting that big win. So just a fun weekend overall, but really wanted to sit down with Jane, who had that big game in the win against BC, picking up 29 saves. And she's had such a fascinating career really overall. When you look at her time at Wisconsin, when she started, she was not necessarily a first choice goalkeeper or goaltender. And then by the time she was done there, she was a huge part of their runs to the national championship, two-time national champion, one-time national runner-up in her career at Wisconsin, and then coming to Vermont, where she has really been able to be the full-time starter in net. Great to hear about her story and her perspective on this team. And I think it'll be really interesting to watch them throughout the rest of this season, because like we talked about, when they're playing at their best, that is still a team that has some force to it and has the ability to knock off the top teams. They just have not gotten to that level of play quite consistently enough by their own standards this season. So thanks again to Jane for sharing some of that insight and talking about a really fun win and about her career. I appreciate her for joining the show. We're going to wrap up Catamount Insider when we return, so stick with us. This is Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Katz.
As a proud sports partner, we're the team behind your team and your school. We're Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast. Wherever things are getting done, you'll find our customers building, powering, and maintaining our communities. You'll also find Milton Cat, the team ready with the best technology, expertise, parts, and service. So if you're ready for new challenges and exciting career opportunities, join our team, Milton Cat, always ready.
Ooh, I'll be waiting.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Raven Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at HandyCars.com.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact, all in, all together.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
You want to take your grilling to the next level? It's all about what you've got sitting on the grates.
Mackenzie Hardwood Smoked Sausage, Beer Brats, and Natural Casing Franks.
You'll thank me later.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. Thanks to our great guests this week as we wrap up episode 19. Believe it or not, we've only got six more episodes of the Catamount Insider season, and spring sports are underway in full swing. We've got track and field running wild, skiing still going on with the winter sports kind of hitting their full stride. Men's and women's basketball starting to really hoop, both of them picking up wins this week against UNH, but with lacrosse season, track and field coming up on their outdoor season. It feels like before we know it, they're going to be racing outside. Such a, at times, overwhelming time of the season, to be honest with you, as somebody who covers just about all of these teams. But there is always something going on around Burlington, always somebody new to talk to. So I appreciate our great guests. First, it was Sarah Dalton Graddick for, as always, being so gracious with her time as we chatted about her team this season and her being honest about, in some ways, not knowing what to expect, but in other ways, such a clean slate for them to start on. So much youth, so much optimism, and kind of the feelings of just what can be around that team with a lot of youngsters going to be big-time performers for Coach Dalton Graddick and her staff this season. And thanks again to Jane Gervais and that women's ice hockey team. They are in the stretch run, and you could hear it from Jane. There is a real focus on the playoffs on the horizon for UVM women's ice hockey as their regular season winds down. I continue to
say it, when they play their style of hockey, keep it low scoring, steal a couple of goals here and there, they've got the ability to hang with anybody in the conference. Just a matter if they can get to that level consistently enough. Hope for Jane and hope for her teammates that they're able to do so and make a real push as the Hockey East season winds down. Well, thanks again to you all for joining us this week, wherever you found us. If you're listening live on this Saturday morning, oh baby, do we have a Saturday upcoming for you. So many Catamount sports for your viewing, listening, game watching pleasure. I'm sure it will be a great Saturday. If you're catching up with us after we aired the episode earlier this week, thanks for finding the episode of Catamount Insider. Hope you enjoyed the chance to sit down with Coach Dalton Graddick and Jane Gervais. So we'll talk to you next time, as this was Catamount Insider. I'm Brian McLaughlin, as always presented by Milton Catt. Talk to you next Saturday, everybody.
On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield, this has been the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt. Get equipped, get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Vermont Sports Network.